Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Because I Said So. The truth behind the myths, tales, and warnings every generation passes down to its kids. Ken Jennings, best known for his record-breaking streak on Jeopardy, tackles the wide array of old wives' tales and parental warnings we've all heard growing up, with his characteristic wit and a hefty dose of skepticism. Jennings delves into these myths to determine their validity, sometimes debunking them, while other times finding surprising truths. This book doesn't just entertain. It educates, making us question the reasons behind the warnings passed from one generation to the next, and encouraging a more critical approach to common knowledge. From the seemingly benign, "Don't cross your eyes, they'll stay that way," to the more serious, "You can catch a cold by going outside without a jacket," Jennings covers a broad spectrum of parental advice, offering a delightful read that's as informative as it is amusing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the science of old wives' tales. Ken Jennings takes a deep dive into the science, or lack thereof, behind many old wives' tales that have been passed down through generations. He systematically examines myths such as reading in dim light ruins your eyesight, cracking your knuckles gives you arthritis, and swallowed gum stays in your stomach for 7 years. Jennings consults with experts and looks at scientific studies to debunk these myths or validate them. This section of the book is crucial for understanding how misinformation perpetuates within families and societies, often despite clear scientific evidence to the contrary. It challenges readers to question and research the advice they've been given, encouraging a more evidence-based approach to common beliefs. Secondly, parental warnings and child safety. Jennings explores the realm of parental warnings that are meant to protect children, scrutinizing their effectiveness and truth. Topics such as don't talk to strangers, don't swim right after eating, and wearing a coat or you'll catch cold are dissected to understand if they serve a real protective purpose or are based on unfounded fear. In doing so, Jennings not only reveals which of these warnings have a basis in reality, but also highlights how certain myths can create unnecessary anxieties or a false sense of security. This discussion encourages parents and guardians to adopt more rational approaches to child safety, based on evidence and practicality rather than folklore. Thirdly, the impact of myths on behavior. Jennings delves into how these myths and warnings impact behavior and decision-making. By examining beliefs like eating carrots improves your night vision, and if you touch a baby bird, its mother will reject it, he sheds light on how such myths can influence our actions in unnecessary and sometimes harmful ways. This segment of the book underlines the importance of critical thinking and how myths can lead to overcautious or indifferent behaviors based on misinformation. It's an insightful look into the psychological aspects of how we process and act on the information passed down to us. Fourthly, the role of tradition in perpetuating myths. This section investigates the role that tradition plays in the persistence of these myths and tales. Jennings discusses how societal norms and family traditions contribute to the lifespan of unfounded warnings and tales, even in the face of contradictory evidence. The analysis provides readers with an understanding of the complex relationship between culture, tradition, and misinformation, suggesting ways we can honor tradition while fostering a culture of inquiry and skepticism. It's a thought-provoking exploration of why we hold on to beliefs that have been proven incorrect and how tradition influences our acceptance of these myths. Lastly, debunking myths with humor and facts. One of the most engaging aspects of Because I Said So is Jennings' use of humor coupled with factual information to debunk myths. This approach not only makes the book highly readable, but also reinforces the importance of questioning and laughter in learning. By tackling myths such as, "You need to wait an hour after eating to swim," with both scientific evidence and witty commentary, Jennings makes the process of debunking myths enjoyable, encouraging readers to take a lighthearted yet critical view of the world. This blend of humor and fact is crucial in making the subject matter accessible and entertaining, appealing to readers' logic and their love for trivia. In conclusion, Ken Jennings' Because I Said So is a delightful journey through the myths and warnings passed down through generations, approached with both skepticism and humor. It is a must-read for anyone who loves trivia, enjoys debunking myths, or simply questions the rationale behind common sayings and advice. Parents in particular may find this book invaluable, as it offers insights into what warnings are genuinely beneficial for their children and which can be disregarded. Ultimately, this book encourages critical thinking and the questioning of accepted wisdom, which can benefit our lives by reducing unnecessary fears and promoting a more informed, rationale-based approach to common beliefs. In an age of information overload, Because I Said So serves as a refreshing reminder of the importance of discerning fact from fiction. If you would like to support Ken Jennings, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.